Hello, I'm Patrick, your Rewind guide. We're going to discover the City Park District together, the main public park of Budapest, known for its famous museums, its Széchenyi baths, and its magnificent castle. Here are some important things to know before you start the Rewind experience. Note that all commentaries are 100% audio, so there's nothing to read. The stories and guidance will be triggered automatically as you go along. Don't hesitate to dim the brightness on your phone to conserve your battery. Looking to take a short break on a terrace or do some shopping? No problem. Pause the tour at any time and resume it whenever you want. Finally, for your safety, pay attention to your surroundings during the tour, especially when you cross the street. Ready to go? You're here in the Hero Square. This square dates back to the Budapest exhibition in 1896. Organized to celebrate the millennium of the conquest of the country in 896 by the seven Magyar tribes, the name given to the Hungarian people. The exhibition was organized in the Bois de Ville Park, where we will soon go. The guests of honor left from downtown, walked along Andrássy Avenue, and were greeted in this square before entering the exhibition. The two buildings surrounding the square on either side are two of Budapest's great museums. If you're in the middle of the square facing the main column, the art gallery is on your right. It's a museum of contemporary art that exclusively hosts temporary exhibitions of modern art. Opposite the art gallery on your left is the Museum of Fine Arts. The permanent exhibition is devoted to foreign painting. Hungarian painting is exhibited in another place, the National Gallery, located in the Royal Palace in Buda. The paintings in the Museum of Fine Arts are divided according to their geographical origin. There are French, German, Italian, and Spanish sections, among others. The Spanish collection is particularly noteworthy because it includes several paintings by Goya, El Greco, and Velázquez. Now, take a look at the monument surrounded by gates, which is in the middle of the square in front of the column. It represents the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's here that foreign delegations come to lay wreaths. For the anecdote, it's while preparing the foundations of this tomb that the builders fell by chance on the hottest thermal spring of Budapest. In this 1,000-meter deep spring, the water reaches a temperature of 76 degrees Celsius. It's this spring that feeds the Széchenyi Baths, the largest thermal establishment in Hungary, located in the city woods, which we will talk about at the end of the visit. But don't worry. The water is cooled down before feeding the pools where people go to bathe. Behind the tomb at the very top of the column, notice the statue of Archangel Gabriel. According to legend, it was he who convinced Pope Sylvester II to crown the first Christian king of Hungary, the famous Saint Stephen, in the year 1000. That is why the Archangel is represented here with the Hungarian crown in one hand and the double apostolic cross in the other hand, which in France is called the Cross of Lorraine, and is the symbol of King Saint Stephen. At the foot of the column, we see the equestrian statues of the seven chiefs of the Magyar tribes, who conquered the territory that would become Hungary in 896. If you've already visited the castle district, you know that the seven towers of the Fisherman's Bastion represent these seven tribes. Here, the equestrian statues represent the seven chiefs of those seven tribes. You probably won't remember their names, but they are Árpád, Éod, Ond, Kond, Tász, Huba, and Dohotom. If you look at them carefully, you will notice that they are represented as real warriors, almost like Gauls. Note a detail, they all have moustaches. Yes, until the end of the 19th century, almost all Hungarian men wore moustaches. If you ever visit Bratislava, today the capital of Slovakia, but for centuries a Hungarian city, you will find a statue of St. George slaying the dragon in the city centre. It's said to be the only representation of a moustached St. George in the world, in the image of the Hungarians. Behind, on both sides of the main column, you can see two colonnades with statues representing 14 illustrious people from the history of Hungary. Above these statues, four allegorical representations symbolize, starting from the left, death and war, then on the right side, peace and life. Let's now discover the history of some of these illustrious characters. Now approach the statues located among the columns on the left side.